Hi, good morning. Am I speaking with Chris?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hope you're having a good Thursday so far.
I am. It's actually my Friday because I have Friday and Monday off. So
hey,
a 4-day weekend at the coast.
There you go. Nice. All right. So it looks like you were speaking with Lulu, and she actually put in a request here for a new in-business credit. So I'm going to go ahead and apply that here for you. Let's see. How long have you been in business for? Looks like you've been doing it since 2015.
Yeah, the business is, I've been an LLC since 2015, but this is a brand new service that I'm offering underneath that business name, which I've only been doing effectively since Monday.
Oh, okay. Congratulations on that. Super exciting. And are you able to handle more work?
Yeah.
Okay. So this will be a really good way for you to get your name out there, you know, and get new clients to find you just by looking up your services. And do you have any questions about the program besides pricing?
No, I don't think so. Other than, I mean, it sounds like you guys can do a web page and everything for me.
Yes. Yes, we can. So, and, you know, the major benefit of this position is that it just became available within our company. It is something we are filling today. Now, once we begin working with you on that first page of Google, Chris, we will close out the category, and we can't work with anyone else who provides the same services. So it really would be exclusive to you, which I'm sure, you know, you can see the value in being placed in front of your competitors on that first page of Google.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So that's really what we can do here for you. Now, how this works, Chris, everything here is month to month. There's no contract. Okay. And with that new in business credit, we can get you in out the door for just $249 month to month. That rate will never go up on you. No matter how many jobs you get through Google, it will always stay at $249. And there's a lot that comes with it. So we'll be placing you in two spotlight positions. We'll list you not only on that first page in the local map section, but we will also place you in the Google ads. The ads are, you know, the companies that pop up on the very top of the page when you do searches. It'll say the word ad next to it. There's maybe like two or three of them. Now, typically that's a pay-per-click campaign where you would have to pay for every single click. That's not the case with us. It's actually included in the $249. Now, you will be able to have, first off, you'll be able to target up to a 60-mile radius with the Google Ads. And with the local map section, you'll be able to have multiple keywords as long as they are services you do offer. So I see here you specialize in lawn maintenance.
Yeah, just lawn mowing and edging and things like that.
Okay. Do you do like tree trimming, shrub trimming, gardening?
I mean, I suppose I could. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible to start out.
Sure.
So I'm only doing this like an hour during the work week every night, and then Saturday and Sundays. And then as my son gets older, I'll have him start going out and doing and taking over the business, and then he'll be doing it all day long every day.
Oh, wow.
And then he'll have 4 to 5 years under his belt, and then my other son will graduate high school, and then he'll come onto the business, and I'm going to have him run a trailer and a crew and do the same thing.
That's awesome. Okay, so it's a family business.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to build a clientele now and get it built up so that it can be a full-time thing for my boys.
Right.
Because I have a regular 9-to-5 job, and I'll help them run the business and get it established. I'm just a little worried about them, and I'm trying to take care of them.
That's a good dad. Absolutely. Looking out for your kids. That's great. So, I mean, you know, it sounds like you potentially want this to grow, and, you know, you want to pass this down to your kids. This will be a really good way, you know, it's really a long-term solution for you, Chris, for you to get your name out there is what it's going to do. And,
right.
You know, it will definitely attract new clients. All they have to do is type in any of those services that you offer. We can keep it as simple as lawn mowing and lawn maintenance now. And then later on down the line, if you do have other services that you want to be found for, we can add those keywords in. So.
Yeah. I mean, I have a tractor with a rototiller and.
Oh, wow.
I've got a hydraulic dump trailer. So, I mean, I do have the ability to do like sand and sod and gravel hauling and you know, leveling and rototilling for gardens and things like that. And for family, I've been doing it, for over a year, at no charge. You know, I've done some tree removal for my brother using the tractor and some stuff and the trailer. He got hit by an F1 tornado. Last year, and it knocked down like 6 or 8 huge 100-and-some-foot tall trees and just missed his house.
Oh, my goodness. Thank God.
I went over there and spent a 4-day weekend over there and helped him with a chainsaw and cut it all up and threw it on the trailer with a tractor and hauled it off to people for firewood that needed the wood for firewood for the winter.
Nice.
So, I mean, I can do those type of things for people on a case-by-case basis. The problem is that getting, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Portland, but there's lots of weirdos over here. And I'm finding like there's more and more weirdos contacting me the more I advertise. And I'm just wanting like down-to-earth normal people to call me and to schedule this stuff, not wackos trying to scam me or people making up stories to try to get me to manage a project for them because they're trying to broker something, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, yes, while being on that first page of Google, you are going to get a lot more exposure, and we can't control who calls you. However, we do have a system that blocks, like, spam callers or robocalls. And not to mention, you're able to cherry-pick – well – you're actually able to hand select the cities that you would like to be found. So if you want to stay away from like certain areas that you feel would not be beneficial for you, we can target those cities that you feel would be most profitable, in reaching out to more of a normal clientele, I guess. If that would help, I don't know.
Yeah. So like, I live in Sandy. So Sandy, Oregon, Gresham, Boring, you know, Estacada, those would be okay areas to focus on because they're like kind of country people, if you will, some little bit city. But if you get into Portland and the Portland zip codes, you get all the weirdos. I mean, you still get some good customers in there, but you get tons of weirdos. So my concern is that, you know, I went through this Angie Leads and they only had, as soon as you wanted to get to Gresham, you had to include the zip codes for Portland. And then I started getting all these weirdos asking for brokerages. They were trying to broker me to do other stuff. So they were like a middleman and, they were price shopping me, you know, they just wanted to get a number from me so they could go get their guy that they normally use. Which is part of, you know, I understand that, but to a certain extent. But, I mean, it was pretty obvious that I'm paying for a lead that isn't actually ready to commit to place an order with me, and you do work with me. They're just putting feelers out and trying to get numbers together. And I don't think it's right for a company to charge you for that service if you don't actually have a job from them. You should only get charged for it once it becomes a job.
Exactly. That's how Angie's List and Home Advisor works. What they do is they sell you and your competitors the same leads. All of you have to pay for those leads, even if only one of you get that job. So,
right.
You know, that can get very expensive having to pay for each lead, even if they don't turn into a job for you. You still have to pay.
Exactly.
So this is a lot different in the sense that, well, you're not going to be paying for each lead, right?
Right.
And, you know, not only that, what they do is they place you in their directory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would essentially be cutting out that middleman altogether, where you'll have direct client contact. Clients will contact you directly as opposed to going through a third party. And you would have unlimited calls coming your way for a flat rate each month, no contract, to be placed on Google, not a directory. You're directly on Google in the map section. Now, I'm looking at your Home Advisor, Angie's, right now, and they have you listed in quite a few cities. I mean, there's like a three long list. And the first one is Portland, just to let you know.
I know.
So that probably...
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Yeah. So what we would do is we can avoid listing you in Portland. We could do the surrounding cities that you feel would be most profitable, and we don't have to list you in Portland. So,
okay.
So, like I said, we'll get you listed in the Google Ads up to a 50-mile radius, and then we'll have you in the local map section. And, you know, the companies that are currently showing up in that map section right now for your services, in the ad section, there's True Green Lawn Care in Mountain View Landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Below that, there is Danny B's Lawn and Trees, J&C Lawn Care, Sandy Landscape Pros. This is just in the area of Sandy. Patriot Landscape Maintenance, Hillside Landscape Maintenance. You may have heard of a few of them. Earthborn Landscape Services, mm-hmm. Grassroots Lawn Care. So they are all currently benefiting from being on that first page in the map section.
Mm-hmm.
What we would do is we would place you in front of your competitors, so you'll be one of the top recommended companies in your area when it comes to your services.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not all we're going to be doing for you here. Okay, we're also going to place you in 60 directories that are most popular in your area. So we'll get you found on Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB.org. Those are Facebook, right? And those are just to name a few that we'd place you. There's 60 of them. I see that you're with Manta, Home Advisor, Yelp already, which is good. You definitely want to increase the listings, because essentially what that's going to do, it's going to increase your online presence, right? As well as your
right,
listings.
Right.
So,
I mean, I do own a Google,
Google
My I own www.pmeentllc.com.
Domain.
I own that. The domain, yeah. I bought that a while back in 15. So, I mean, I have that. So I don't know if
nice.
That helps on your part as far as having that linked in there somehow.
Absolutely. So if you already have that domain, we can use that domain to build your website if that's what you want to use. Otherwise, we would purchase your
I would prefer
domain.
No, I would prefer to keep the domain I've got and just
sure.
forward the now the question is that if you create the web page, do I own that web page or is that locked in under your company, and then if we part ways I lose the web page?
Hold on one second.
Because I did do a web page once before. I created it from scratch and then I pushed it live through my domain, and then I was approached by a company similar to yours wanting me to advertise on Google. So I was paying $200 and some a month, and they used my domain. Yeah, just for the website and advertising, and then to be on the first page of Google.
Oh.
But the SEO, what's the SEO or whatever
right.
they call it, the keyword searches and all that.
That's what we're
yeah,
offering today.
Yeah, and so, mm-hmm. right, and anyway, I created the web page, and I sent it to them, and they took it, and then once they took it, they locked it, and I couldn't get it back. And I spent a lot of time building that web page.
You couldn't get the
bought a software.
Did you get to keep the domain, or they took the website?
Yeah, I owned the domain. Well,
gotcha.
They had some weird domain that they created that forwarded into my domain, but it didn't even make sense. It was like environmental services or some weird thing that had nothing to do with what I was in business with.
Oh, that's very weird.
Which was sending me, down this weird path, getting people that were wanting things that had nothing to do with my business. So I spent more time fielding calls that weren't even legitimate for what I was asking for the service.
Right.
than the actual work I was getting. So it was terrible. So I'm just want to make sure. And it took almost 120 days to even go live.
What?
Before,
that's horrible.
Before
what
it was before
that?
I don't even remember now. I honestly don't remember. I tried to push it out of my memory.
I don't blame you. So, I mean, I do want you to know success on the internet is all about working with the right company, especially when it comes to mm-hmm. SEO services. You want to go with a Google partner. Okay, because Google partners get training directly from Google to be able to provide the service for you. Not to mention they can get you up there a lot quicker than most other companies that are not a Google partner. So we're actually a premier Google channel partner, which is the highest ranking you can get. And we were chosen, Google hand selected us to be a premier partner 5 years ago. So, I mean, we're very capable of providing the service for you. We've been in business for almost 17 years, going on December.
Oh, wow.
Now, yes. So when it comes to building the website from your domain, where did you purchase your domain? Is it through Wix?
I bought it through Google Direct.
Oh, okay.
It's an actual Google domain. I bought it from Google.
Okay.
Which I don't even know if you can do that anymore. I don't think they even offer it anymore.
Well, I know Google creates websites, but their websites are pretty generic. So we could definitely.
Yeah, no, I didn't do a website through there. Although I should have. I could have and should have, but I didn't.
Okay.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, their websites are super generic, super basic. I mean, it does a job, but you want a nice website. So we can help you with that. As long as you didn't purchase it through Wix, because for whatever reason we're not able to work. If it was through Wix, they don't authorize that. But as far as if you purchase it through Google directly, we could definitely create you a website using your domain. And we'll create you a fully optimized mobile-friendly website where you can upload before and after photos. Do you have a logo yet?
I don't. I had a logo for the business. When I was doing professional services, but it really doesn't pertain to lawn care. So I'm kind of thinking I need to have like a generalized logo because I have other things going on. I have a patent and a trademark for a modular foundation system under the same company. So they're a family of products that I manufacture and I'm going to start selling to the public here very quickly.
That's
so
amazing.
That's a whole nother thing that I'm doing, but it would be nice to be able to kind of load those in under the main website and have the different things that this, you know, that my company does, you know, as a doing business as, you know, type of thing.
Okay, sure. So you wanted to promote that on your website as well.
Yeah, I would want to do that. If I'm going to be paying for the website and the advertising, I would definitely want to advertise the mod block and family of products. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Okay. We can definitely help you with that. Now, I do want to, present this to you, see if it's something that would be of interest. We do also offer, it's called a CWD package, and it's called a CWD website. And essentially, it's our upgraded websites that are top of the line, like super, super, super nice websites. Not to say our basic websites we create aren't good, but we also offer these websites as an option. And the only catch to that is there's a contract required, right? So you would have to sign up for a contract. We offer a 3-month, 6-month, and annual contract. Ultimately, you would be saving money that way if you did sign a contract. The 3-month, you would save $200. The 6-month, you would save $500. And the annual, you would save over $1,000. But that website would be included, and it would be a super, super nice website. I could send you some samples if you're interested via text.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I speaking with you on a cell phone? Chris, I'm speaking with you on a cell phone, right?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay. Not a problem.
Yeah, I think I'd like to just stick with the generic website for now, and then do I have the option to eventually go to a premium website as clientele builds up? Because I'm gonna need more exposure, you know, in 2 to 3 years when my son turns 18 and graduates, because he's going to lose a full-time job at that point.
Yes, absolutely. I went ahead and I'll send them over to you anyway, just so you can look at it, just so you have an idea of what they look like. At any time, if you ever decide you want to save some money down the line and, you know, move forward with a contract, you can always do so. But yeah, we could definitely start you off month to month.
Okay.
No contract. So it'll be the Google Ads, the local map section, the 60 directories, the website. We're also going to get you on Amazon Alexa and Google Home. So people can do voice activated searches. They'll be able to find you that way as well.
Nice.
So I mean,
now what do I do how do I go about being the top of the list on the first page of Google and also the first person recommended on Alexa and whatnot? Is there some extra catch to doing that?
So when it comes to the top, you will be placed in 2 spotlight positions. Okay. So you'll be placed in the ads, which is the top. So you will be on the top when it comes to the ads. As far as the map section goes, there's no telling where you will be ranking. Nonetheless, you will be on the first page.
Okay.
And nobody looks
past. Well, the reason I ask is because a lot of people don't go past the first thing that they look at on the top of the page.
Yes and no. I mean, when you're looking on a cell phone, there's like 3 of them that pop up, and then you click on the button that gives you the whole list of that first page. So it really just depends. I feel that most people actually open that up because they want to see their options, right? Because there's tons of companies out there, and there's pages and pages of results. But it's been proven that nobody looks past that first page. So, you know, as far as your reviews and all of that, that'll help with your rankings too. So once you start getting jobs, and get those good reviews, it'll help with your ranking as well. Also, the directories will help with your ranking that we're going to be placing you on. But you will be showing up twice.
Okay.
So if they see you in the ad section and the map, they're most likely to call you. as opposed to your competitors.
Okay.
That are showing up once. So, I mean, we're literally going to be covering all of your bases, Chris, when it comes to your online marketing. We're covering all aspects. And this is a long-term solution for you. We wouldn't want you to just sign up with us for a month or two and cancel. We want you to stick with us long-term. Let us earn your business one month at a time.
And what – I forgot. What was the name of your company again?
Localsplash.com.
Local Splash.
Local like the local paper, splash like a splash of water. Matter of fact – you said this is a cell phone we're speaking on. I'm going to send you a text message. Mm-hmm. I'd like to show you real quick a link to our website. I just sent that over. If you click on that link, it'll take you straight to our website. And on the top of the page, it'll say take control of your online presence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So if you scroll down a little bit past the orange, shows we've been in business for 16 years. We've helped over 10,000 people with their marketing. And if you scroll down a little bit further, it takes you to our Google Ads Partner Badge, the premier Google Partner Badge that I was telling you about. You can actually click on that badge, and it'll take you straight to Google. It'll actually take you to the Google Partners page that further explains what that means. So, you know, we earned that 5 years ago from Google, and, you know, we've been in business for almost 17 years. So you're definitely going to be in good hands. Now, if you go towards the packages on the bottom, there's the Essential, the Pro, and the Platinum. Everything that I discussed with you today is included in the Platinum. Okay. But we're not getting you in for $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. We're getting you in out the door for less than the essential rate, $249. But you're getting the platinum package.
Mm-hmm.
And so and the reason we're doing that, yes, it's month to month, no contract.
Pretty good deal.
Absolutely. And that's because we're contacting you, right? Because we have this listing that needs to be filled, and you would be a great candidate. So because we're reaching out to you today, we're, you know, essentially getting you more than a 50% off credit.
Yeah. Do you guys have, like, any – do you guys have any information on companies that are new startups, like, say, mine, that have used your systems and their success stories and or – the return on investment, any statistics or anything?
I can actually send you another text with an example of the company that we work with. So this company is landscaping services. Actually, Ward Landscapes and Hardscapes. So the link that is on there, that's the website that we actually created them. And if you do a search on Google in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, you'll see where they're ranking. For landscaping services. Let's see. So they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 down. Ward Landscaper. So that's one example.
Now, do you guys, you typically get photos from the companies to
to load into the website, or do you guys just come up with some generalized landscaping photos and things to spruce up the website?
Your choice. If you have before and after photos that you'd like to showcase, we would recommend that. Otherwise, if you wanted to just use generic photos, we can do that as well.
Okay.
Whichever you feel would be beneficial for your website.
Yeah, I'd probably just use your photos. I've got a couple of before and after, but since I'm
fairly new,
once
you start getting more jobs, you know, you could start taking pictures of your work, and then once you get like, you know, a collection going, we can always add that to your website.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you another one here.
Like, I would love to be able to get pinged out to, like, all the local realtors and get on their list, because so many of these places that they put up for sale, you know, their places need to be spruced up on the outside. And the realtors, you know, will be like, hey, you know, we need to get somebody over here to clean this place up. What's it going to cost? I'm out there, give them a quote. And once you do work for them, they basically, here's this guy. This is who we use. This is his card. I recommend you reach out to him. He'll get your place like spruced up and you're good to go. And I do know, one realtor in the area that's lived here her whole life, and she's very well connected. So I'm actually supposed to have lunch with her today.
Nice. Okay.
So if you provide a logo, I would definitely want to, for the website, want to also incorporate that into my business cards and then have another set of business cards made up.
Absolutely. So we can create you a logo. We'll add that to your website and it'll be your logo. So if you want to add that to business cards, obviously you care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I've got the logo for like my mod block. That's got the trademark symbol on it and it's patented and everything. So, I've got that and then that I can add in as well.
Okay.
Sure.
What's a mod block?
It's a modular foundation blocks. And so instead of having a house built and having a contractor hire a concrete guy to come out and pour concrete on site, you just go out there and level the ground and put 6 inches of gravel down after the utilities are stepped up. And then you order my blocks and I come bring the blocks and deliver them to your site. And they start building the house the same day the blocks are delivered.
Oh, nice.
So it saves you 30 to 45 days. Well, at least 30 days, because it takes 30 days just to cure concrete before you're allowed to start doing construction on it.
Okay.
But
so will you
nice
be selling
because,
the mod blocks on your website, on the website as well, or just kind of
most
putting...
likely, yes.
Okay.
No, I would be most likely advertising them on the website and wanting a link to be able to have people submit orders, because what they do is they send me their architectural drawings and then I match the blocks to the geometry of the house and then give them a price of what it is to have that made and delivered.
I see. Okay.
It's about a $120 billion a year business. Yeah. I mean, once this goes live and I start doing it, you know, my kids could always have the job working for the mod block company too, but I kind of wanted to have them be able to do something that they can do
on their own. Yeah.
Not having me kind of overriding them and overseeing them on a day-to-day basis type of thing. I'll let it be their own thing.
That's awesome.
And there's big money in lawn care. Big, big money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It can grow, you know, exponentially.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know several lawn care companies that are pulling in, you know, $10-15 million a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
I met a kid that's pulling in on $2 million a year just by himself, and he started when he was 16.
Oh my goodness.
And I met him when he was 18. Yeah. He'd only been
and
doing it
two years
and his uncle.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing.
He got all the Home Depot contracts for all their landscaping down the I-5 corridor.
Wow.
In Oregon.
Talk
about
American
yeah.
dream.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Google is definitely going to be a great way for you to start. You know, it's a great starting point. It's the largest search engine in the world. And, you know, I'm sure once you are listed, you're going to want to stay listed, you know, on that first
mm-hmm.
page of Google. And it will be super beneficial for you. I sent you a second example you can look at. It is WG Painting in La Quinta, California. They are actually ranking number two, on the list. So we helped them as well. They got a five star rating, and they're number two. So, I mean, we've helped over 10,000 people with their marketing.
So do they send you like the customer reviews, names, and their little spiel to put on the website then?
If they have them already, then they would be incorporated, mm-hmm. right? If they were like, these are Google reviews. And so, you know, once you start getting the jobs, you'll start getting the reviews, and then they'll just be added to your listing. Now, as far as the directories,
oh, nice. So
you'll
you guys
get
will add those.
Yes. The directories as well, right? So once they see your listing, they click on it, they'll see
mm-hmm.
all the directories that you're on, and then once you start getting jobs through those outlets, you'll get reviews as well,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be showcased.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sure since this is a month-to-month program, this is something that you'd like to try, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's a good idea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I've already actually submitted a request to get my refund from Angie's Leads because I wasn't happy with it from the get-go.
Good. I hope that you get it. I hear it's a challenge, but... So you're going to cancel that service?
Yeah, I already sent an email and requested to get it canceled and get a full refund.
That's good. That's a smart move. It's
yeah.
it's really fortunate when you kind of catch on early as opposed to waiting until you're like months in and so much money down the drain, you know? So
mm-hmm.
not that I like to bash any other service. I've just heard so many things, so many similar stories throughout the United States that, you know.
I mean, it would be a perfect scenario if they didn't charge you for it until the lead became a job. And then
right.
all they would have to do
right.
is that whatever lead that was sent to me, they just follow up with that customer via email or text message or through the app saying, did you choose, you know, PME for your lawn care for this project, and it'd be yes or no, and if it's a yes, then they would automatically bill me.
Right.
If it's a no, then I don't get billed, and it moves on, because it doesn't cost them any money.
Well, that's
They've
how they
the
make
infrastructure
their money.
Built. Right.
That's how they make their money, charging you
so they
for
would
every
still
single
make the,
lead.
They would still make the money, yeah. Yeah,
they
would
could
still
be
make
bogus
the money
leads.
One way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
see,
true.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. It's... Yeah, I caught on quick. I mean, like I said,
good.
I started it on Monday, and I was not happy, so.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, this is an entirely different service, so I'm very confident you will be happy with this service. Not
awesome.
Everybody knows about Home Advisor or Angie's Leads, but everybody sure knows Google, right? Everybody uses Google.
Right.
So. So let's get started. What I'm going to do is I'm going to gather some information from you, and I'm going to go ahead and schedule you in for your client interview. You'll go over, we'll schedule you in for a time that's convenient for you, where you'll go over keywords and service areas with your technician. They're just going to make sure everything that I have put down is accurate, answer any further questions you may have as well, and go over, you know, the content for your website and all that. And then I'll process payment. Your first month payment will be today to secure the listing, and then you'll build every month after on the 21st day.
Okay, and then this price is $249.99. That stays that price indefinitely as long as I keep this website the way it is and the
Correct.
Listing the way it is.
Yes, wow. That rate will never go up on you.
That's a smoking deal. Mm-hmm. That's a smoking deal.
Absolutely, it is.
I know people
Aren't you glad
spend,
it's called?
I know people. Yeah, I know people that pay like $2,000-$4,000 a month for a similar service.
Oh yeah, it can get very expensive. But, I mean, you're definitely going to get quality service as well. It's not just a great price. You're getting quality, which is important. So.
Right. So now you're hosting the website. You're doing all of that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
So Chris is your first name, or is it Christopher?
Christopher.
And your last name, Christopher? Chris?
Verley. V as in Victor. Erley.
Okay. And the best email address for you?
It's Chris, Chris, dot Verley, Verley, at PMEEINTLLC.org.
Okay. And the best contact number for clients to reach you is the 572-7215?
Yeah, it's a 509 area code, yep.
Right, okay. Now, how you would like your company to appear on that first page of Google, is that PMEE International LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And Google is going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. It's about the size of a postcard. All we would ask is that you give us a call, provide us with that PIN so we could jumpstart your campaign. Actually, I take that back because you already have a Google My Business page. Did you already get that
in the mail? I do have a Google My Business
page. Let me double check.
A long time ago, I'm sure, because I have the – you're talking about for the Google domain that I own?
No. So, I mean, your technician will go over that with you. They'll be able to determine that. But the Google My Business page is essentially like a little – it's something that pops up on your listing when you do a search for your company. So when someone clicks on your listing, it'll show your hours of operation, your phone number, a link for your website, all of that. And it shows here you already have one, which is good.
Yeah, Manta popped up, yeah. I mean, if you know where to look for mine, yeah, if you know where to look, I mean, if you know the name of my company and you type it in, I'm on the first page of Google now.
Well, that's anyone. So anytime you type in any company name,
right.
Obviously, like, that is what's going to pop up, right? Not always,
yep.
though. Sometimes other companies will pop up. So, but for you right now, it's looking really good. Okay, you have all of
right,
your
because I started this a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, just in case, the address, if we do send you that PIN, would that be the 18800 Southeast Langenzand
yes.
Road? Okay.
Langenzand Road. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right.
So what's funny is there is a company called PMEE International out of California that's been in business for 40 years. They're an engineering service.
Oh wow.
But they don't advertise. It's just PMEE. So, I made sure mine was PMEE International LLC, and I actually got a lot of traffic from people looking for that because I was doing professional estimation project management and engineering services.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost my PE engineer who was doing all my reviews for me. So I had that kind of phased out, and I had a real hard time finding another professional engineer to contract with.
Oh, wow.
So I was getting tons of free advertisement from them because they were paying all kinds of money for advertising. And it was when people looked for that engineering in Oregon, theirs would pop up and mine would pop up right next to it.
Nice.
And I was like, you know, a quarter or a third of the cost for the same services they were providing.
There you go.
So I was getting, so I was getting a ton of work. Like I said, I was buried to the point where I had to like stop and take a breath.
Yeah. So you kept the name, but you added to it.
Yeah,
and
I kept
then
the name.
Landscaping.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I just added landscaping last week, and like I said, I've got a patent and a trademark going right now. Which falls under the construction services type stuff, which is similar to the professional services I was providing. I mean, I already have, I could go take my general contractor's license test, you know, anytime and pass it. There's a lot of insurance involved and everything else involved in it. Until I'm live with the mod block, I can't do that. Cause so they'll eventually it'll be a general contractor's license and CCB number established with this business name as well.
Okay.
Because I have my partner that will be doing the construction services side of it.
Oh, I see.
I'm just waiting to get the mod block thing finalized and out there in the universe.
Right. Wow, you have a lot going for yourself. That's good.
Most billionaires don't let up. Yeah,
that's true.
You ask any billionaire, they'll say the same thing. That it's all hard work.
Yeah, definitely. Good for you. Okay, so do you want to be the only one to have access to your account as far as being an authorized user, or do you have a partner or a spouse that you want listed? Hello? Hello? Chris?
Still there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Sorry, I lost you.
Oh, okay. No worries. So I was just asking, do you have someone else in mind that you want to be an authorized user on the account, or do you want to be the only one?
My wife, because the business is 51% owned by a woman, so I get the government contracts that way.
Okay.
And she's Native American on top of it, so I get all the preference points because we both worked in the government before, so we know the game.
There you go. Okay, and what is your wife's name?
Summer, Summer. Same last name.
Two M's?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as the services that you want to be found for, the lawn mowing and the lawn care. Do you want to add any other services like the sod installation?
Not sod installation, no, because that's even my kids would get burned out doing that.
Okay.
I do like landscape hauling, so bark, sand, gravel, delivery.
So do you want to be found for those? Are your kids going to be able to do that?
Yeah. Well, I can do that, and my son will be able to do it here in a couple of years. So I'm okay with that. And then I also offer, like, final grade for new construction. So I go out there with my tractor and get the ground all flat and leveled out for, in preparation for landscaping.
Vinyl grade?
Final grade.
Oh,
final grade, residential. Yeah, residential and commercial final grading. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And actually, I used to work for a company in Colorado. That's all that they did. So since I had my CDL, I would actually go pick up all the dirt and sod and everything, and I would lay all the dirt out with the trailer, and then I'd go with a bobcat or a tractor, and I'd fill in all the low spots and level out the high spots, get the grass look nice on all these new houses that were being built. And then my boss would order in the sod to be delivered, and then he had a group of guys that put the sod in.
Oh, wow.
Put the sprinklers in and things like that. So, yeah, it was, I mean, I did it for, I don't know, it was like a year or two while I was down in Colorado.
Nice.
So I already have experience doing most of this, yeah. And I did all of their mowing and all their mowing and stuff in between deliveries.
Okay. So you lived in Colorado prior to Oregon?
Mm-hmm, Pueblo.
What do you like Oregon a lot better?
Yeah, I'm from Oregon. I lived in Washington for a while. We really liked the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
Kennewick, Richland, Pasco, Washington area.
Washington.
It's Eastern Washington.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have family
right on the
Tacoma.
Columbia River.
Washington's beautiful. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as far as the cities that you would like, oh, actually, first, what is your domain for your website?
Let me look real quick. I just want to make sure I get it right.
Okay.
It's actually, I have several, so I don't know. Do you link them all, or how do you do it?
We'll just skip that part. We'll have the technician go over that with you, because I'm not sure.
Because I have pmeeinternational.org, and then I have pmeeinternational.com.
Okay. PMEEinternational.org and .com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to go over service areas. You have up to a 50-mile radius. We're obviously going to target Sandy. You get to pick and choose either cities, counties, or zip codes. Within that 50-mile range.
Counties. Yeah, counties would be Clackamas County for sure.
How do you spell that?
C-L-A-C-K-M-A-S.
Okay. Any other counties?
No. Well, Eastern Multnomah County, but if you pop in Multnomah County, then it's going to give me clear into Portland, and I don't want to do anything in Portland.
Okay.
So I don't really know how to go about doing that because, the commercial ones
well,
that I'm going to go
I,
after
let's see.
Are in Eastern.
Maybe it would be better
to
target
the far
cities,
East Portland.
Then. Let's just do this. I'll put Clackamas County. And then what was that last county you mentioned?
Multnomah.
How do you spell that?
M-U-L-T. Actually, you know what? Let me see. Maybe I don't know how to spell it. I don't know if I know how to spell it.
M-U-L-T-N-O-M-A-H.
N-O-M-A-H. Yep, that's it. And it's a pretty big county. And it covers clear over to the west side of Portland on the way to the Oregon coast. So that's why.
Oh, I see.
And it goes all the way up the gorge clear to like Cascade Locks and Bonneville, and it goes a ways.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put
and
a
really,
note
Troutdale.
Here.
Like Troutdale, Fairview. Yeah, Troutdale, Fairview, Gresham. Those are three cities in Multnomah County that I would definitely want to do business in within that county.
So I got Fairview, Troutdale, and what else?
Gresham.
Okay. And I put a note in here that you definitely want to avoid Portland.
Yes, at all costs. You know, Pleasant Valley isn't bad either.
Okay. Perfect. That's good for now. And are you licensed and insured?
Licensed, there isn't a requirement for licensing.
Insurance, okay.
And technically it's not, insurance isn't required either, but I have the ability to turn on my insurance. I already have quotes. I just have to call. So, yeah, in the state of Oregon for lawn care services, licensing and insurance isn't required.
Okay. I think it's like that in quite a few states.
I think it is. That's why, that was one of the reasons I chose to do this, is because it's the least cost of doing business and the least government oversight.
Right. Okay. And, what was I going to, oh, okay. So we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for your client. Actually, before I do that. Hours of operation.
For right now, to advertise
on Google.
Yeah, for right now it's Monday through Friday, 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's what I use for my going out to do the site visit and get the estimation together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 to 6, Saturday, Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And forms of payment?
And then once I get forms of payment, cash. I can do Cash App, so I take credit cards through Cash App. Unless you guys offer credit card processing service.
Like offer the service?
Yeah, do you guys offer credit card processing?
We may. I'm not sure about that. That's something you could definitely ask the technician during your client interview, which we're actually going to go ahead and schedule right now. Let's see here.
If you have something tomorrow, that works best for me because I'm off tomorrow.
Sure, we're pretty wide open tomorrow. What time would work best for you?
Okay. Let's see. 10 a.m. sound good?
Mhm. Okay. So, Chris, just keep a lookout for an 877 number tomorrow between 10 and 11. And like I said, it should only take about 30